Judy, sing it, Judy Garland. That's, of course, from The Wizard of Oz. But somewhere over the rainbow, there is actually a brewing storm. It's not a full-blown fight, but there's a developing argument on who owns the symbol of the rainbow. You might see it associated with gays and gay rights. Jennifer Roback Morse, though, is the founder and head of the Ruth Institute, a project of the National Organization for Marriage, a group that supported California's Prop 8 restricting gay marriage. She had this to say on a broadcast of the American Family News Network.
We are the real Rainbow Coalition. The gay lobby does not own the rainbow. Families put rainbows in their children's nurseries. Little Christian preschools will have rainbows and Noah's Ark and all the animals sitting out there and everything. You know, those are symbols, great Christian symbols, great Jewish symbols.
Jennifer Roback Morse, founder and head of the Ruth Institute. So how do you own a symbol like a rainbow, which, of course, is actually specified by the diffraction of white light? It's a property of physics as much as anything. Let's talk with our friend Cindy Gallup, an advertising consultant, former chairwoman of the ad agency BBH. Cindy, good morning once again.
Good morning.
Can you really trademark or own a rainbow or argue over whether its association with, say, the gay rights movement is an appropriation of the rainbow?
No, quite frankly, John, you certainly can't. The language, you know, many an ad agency says to its client, you know, we're going to own this. And to be perfectly honest, when it is a universally used and recognized symbol, then the idea of anybody having sole ownership of it is ridiculous. It's a bit like going, you know, we're going to take the sun back from Japan. You know, they can't own it on their flag. So the ownership of a symbol is entirely dependent upon the time and trouble you've taken to build it up into association with whatever you want to associate it with. And the power of it, in that case, absolutely belongs to you in terms of what you do with it. But ultimately, nobody actually owns that symbol per se.
So the people who sell flags in, say, the West Village in New York, or those rainbow flags out in California in the Castro and other places are really around the world, they don't get any sort of trademark-related benefit from that? They're just sort of selling pieces of fabric?
The fact is, the rainbow has, over time, become a terrific universally recognized symbol for gay rights and, you know, gay issues. But fundamentally, no, they don't own the rainbow per se. And so the idea of taking it back from them is an equally ridiculous one. Anybody wanting to do anything with the rainbow is completely free to actually try and build up their own associations with it. But it's going to take them a very, very long time to reach the same level of recognition.
So it would be sort of like if FedEx decided to make all of its trucks brown, would UPS have anything to say about it, aside from the fact that that's about the dumbest thing FedEx would ever want to do?
Well, you know, we all know that UPS set out to own the color brown, but to be frank, you know, nobody owns the color brown. So certainly UPS is naturally associated with it because it's a color that they use in their branding. But if anybody else were to use large amounts of brown, no, I mean, they would not have an argument for going, you know, that color belongs to us.
But what about the Pantone colors, the so-called, you know, classic colors that are used in printing and art directors use? Like, are those things patentable?
No, they are. I mean, what Pantone does is Pantone defines shades, and that actually enables people to use very specific shades and combinations of shades in printing and reproduction. But at the end of the day, nobody owns a color. You know, colors are open to the whole world.
Well, one last thing. Have you noticed on these AT&T ads that they explicitly say that their orange has nothing to do with Christo and all of the orange stuff that he puts all over the world?
No, I wasn't aware of that. That's very entertaining.
What would the tension be there?
Hello?
What would the tension be there?
In their case, they're concerned that actually people might see Christo-wrapped installations as some massive big branding exercise for them. And so they're worried about being accused of commercialization in that context.
Or just trying to distance themselves.
Fear, to be
well, frank. If anyone does own the color brown or the rainbow, Cindy Gallup would know, advertising consultant and former chairman of the ad agency BBH. Thanks, Cindy.
Thanks, John. Bye-bye.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.